Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
David Cruz in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Joining us now is WNYC reporter Beth Fertig, who can give us some details about the Federal Department of Transportation announcement that it's going to help Mayor Bloomberg's fund, at least, Mayor Bloomberg's congestion pricing plan. Hi, Beth. Welcome to the show.
Hi, David.
So let's start with the bottom line. How much has the DOT pledged?
Well, this is a program that they just started called Urban Partnerships to help cities fight gridlock. New York was among 9 finalists. And what we heard today is that we are now among the five cities that were selected. And the federal government is awarding us $354 million, which is less than what Mayor Bloomberg had asked for. He wanted about $537 right. million. But this is still a very big pot of money, $354 million, to implement the mayor's congestion pricing plan, which would take effect in 2009 if approved by the legislature.
Why did the city get less? Was there something that was in the city's proposal that did not get funding?
Well, the U.S. Transportation Secretary Mary Peters was absolutely saying that she adores the mayor's proposal. She was very, very enthusiastic about it. She called Mayor Bloomberg one of the rare politicians who's willing to take on what she called taboo topics like congestion pricing, which, of course, is politically unpopular in many parts of the city, charging drivers to enter Manhattan. She says he understands this is for the better good. And she said that the issue with the funding was that there were just simply too many good proposals out there. None of the cities got everything that they wanted. We're going to hear later today what the other 4 cities are. But this is a significant amount of money. I'm told the mayor's office is very pleased with it.
So what is this money going to pay for?
Well, about $212 million or $213 million is going to be used for buying extra buses, as the mayor had requested. Another $112 million or so is going to be used for a combination of things like bus rapid transit, which is sort of a high-speed bus lane that they have in other parts of the world where the buses, it's faster than an express bus. Instead of stopping every 10 blocks or so, they stop every 20 blocks, you know, and they take a separate lane, and there's technology to track any cars that enter that lane and prevent the cars from going in, writing them tickets, you know, if they do violate the lane. So bus rapid transit routes, 5 of them are planned, 1 in each borough, to start by 2009. And then the new buses would also get going. So people in hard to reach areas would have an improvement in mass transit options. There would also be money for ferries. But it looks like they're only giving us about $10 million to actually get the technology going for the congestion pricing. And I think the mayor's office had asked for much more than that. They say this is a partnership that the city would have to raise private money to match or contribute of its own money to complete this formula. But the $10 million or so, what it's going for is for setting up these cameras. The city wants to have about 1,000 cameras in locations to track license plates so that they know if you've entered Manhattan without paying in advance.
Right.
The $8 or whatever it's ultimately going to be. I mean, this is still in flux. It may not be exactly what the mayor proposed.
Or if you've gone into one of these bus rapid transit lanes or something
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. There's a lot of technology.
Sam Schwartz, we talked to him in the last hour. He talked about this commission that the state legislature approved and for analyzing the Bloomberg plan. This commission, how much power is it really going to have?
Well, this commission is chosen by, there's 17 members chosen by the mayor, the governor, the state lawmakers. It's really weighted in the mayor's favor. There's more people on that commission who are likely to be chosen by allies of the congestion pricing plan than opponents.
Right.
So that is in the mayor's favor. But what they have to do is approve this plan by 90 days after the legislature starts its 2008 session, which means they have to approve it by the end of March. But what they have to do is either approve the mayor's congestion pricing plan or an alternative that achieves an equal 6% reduction in traffic. And what Secretary Mary Peters said from the U.S. Department of Transportation is that she thinks it's very unlikely that there is an alternative out there that can achieve the same effect. So that was sort of a wink at New York City that, you know, we really think congestion pricing right. is the way to go. But hey, if you want to knock yourselves out and come up with something else, go for it. But she also said that we want there to be a model for congestion pricing. This would be the first one in the United States. They have one in London. They have one in Stockholm. She wants to see if the United States can have any progress with this, if it makes an impact.
You know, if you cover politics or government enough, you find that commissions are where good ideas go to die. That you feel is not going to be the case with this commission because there's a lot of pressure on them.
Yes, there's a lot of pressure. $354 million to walk away from that is not going to look very good. I mean, there are certainly politicians who are out there saying already, you know, even if we had gotten everything the mayor wanted, you know, when he was proposing $500 million, they said it's not worth taking $500 million for a proposal that's no good. People who say that the residents of the outer boroughs are going to suffer disproportionately, that it's going to hurt the middle class. People who feel like this is not feasible, that it's going to add more traffic to the areas right outside the congestion zone, they are very much opposed. So they're going to have to really be brought on board and see if there is an alternative to this or if it's worth doing. They could tinker with the boundaries. It may not be 86th Street. They could have a different pricing fee. All of this is up in the air, but they have to come up with something by the end of next March in order to get this money.
And if this commission gives a thumbs down to congestion pricing or anything like
money.
That? No money.
No.
So do they specifically have to okay congestion pricing or a plan?
A plan that achieves the same result.
As congestion pricing.
Right. A 6% reduction in traffic.
All right. Beth Fertig, WNYC reporter. Thanks for taking the time to
sure,
bring some
welcome.
Clarity.
Sure.